Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone with you. This is the AAR Classic Roundtable. Nobody does it better than Armed American Radio. We've been doing these roundtables for years. We know a little bit about how to do it and what we're doing. So welcome inside the studios with me. If you're listening on hundreds of radio stations around the country, it's great to be here. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream over the internet, great to have you in the Armed American Radio Video Network studio with me. And if you're watching on your television sets out on the West Coast, welcome inside the studios again. This is the third hour. This is the roundtable. Mr. Brad Primo from Lead Slingers Whiskey cannot be here today. They got some weather issues in Nashville. They are out of power up there. And they're having to barbecue and grill some food with headlamps on, about 125,000 people up there. But everybody's okay. That much we do know. So just to let you know for that right now that Brad will not be able to make it in today. But let's go right to the phones now because I've got a full hour for everybody. We're going to start right off with Mr. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Justin, how the heck are you? Welcome to this week's roundtable, my friend.
Good to be back on again, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for taking time out of your very busy days and your weekends to jump on this huge program with us. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. Neil, how the heck are you, my brother?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark, and thrilled to be on with you.
And always we're a pleasure.
I'm sorry to hear about the weather that Brad and I guess tens of thousands of people in his area are going through. I hope everybody is okay.
Yeah, from what I hear, I've been in contact with him here throughout the hour, and everybody in his circle is fine. But like I said, about 125,000 out of power. I did not realize that they were having bad weather not too far north of us right now as we're live on the air. So we're thinking about you guys up there. And, Brad, if you're tuned in, we miss you already, believe me, but we're glad everybody's okay. All right, guys. Justin, let me start with you. I want to start with you. This is making news all over the place. You've got protests, Justin. You know, it's funny. Every time we're on, every week, we say we're going to see something different. Each week, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Michigan right now, kind of ground zero, right? We're seeing a lot of protests. We're seeing a government, as far as I'm concerned, running amok with the you know, you call them the lockdowns. Governor Whitmer over there, you know, doubling and tripling down. And the state, the people are just getting restless and they're getting tired of this. Is that tyranny, Justin?
Oh, I think what a lot of governors are doing, especially Governor Whitman or Governor Newsom down out there in California, that's definitely tyranny. There's nothing in the Constitution which allows them to infringe our rights the way they're doing. I mean, where in the Constitution does it say that the governor can tell you to stay home and not work? I mean, this is utterly insane. And I think the medical evidence is showing that this virus is not rising to a level of seriousness that requires entire states and entire economies to be shut down. This is absolutely tyrannical. And I'm really happy to see Americans stand up and push back, because without pushback, the powers that be will just continue on infringing our liberties.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. Neil, I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question. And then I'm going to take it over to Justin because I want to get your expert responses to this. I think it's a question that has to be asked. I'm posing the question because of the situation unfolding in front of us. And we're not going to dance around it here on this program. We never have before. And I don't see any reason to do it now. You've got protests going on in Michigan protesting the actions, as I just asked Justin about, of a governor who is telling people that they can't leave their home to go to their other home. But I'm going to relax my order and say you can do that, but I'm going to try to discourage it. And she said, and I quote, "I don't care if you like it or hate it. I'm trying to save your life." My response to that is, I don't need the governor of Michigan to try to save my life as a responsible American. I'm pretty well capable of doing that myself. And I don't need a government official dictating that I have to keep my business closed another month. I'm petrified. I'm scared. I don't have anybody paying me. I'm losing everything I've worked for my entire life. And this woman is doubling down. Now, here comes the uncomfortable part of this question. There were a lot of armed individuals on the Capitol grounds in Michigan, which is perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. And we saw the same thing in Virginia, Neil. This has been going on in Michigan for years. It's nothing new. Now you've got politicians that are saying they're scared to death because they saw armed people there, that they wore bulletproof vests, and everybody's on edge on both sides. Now, the uncomfortable part of this question is, when you see that, what does that say to you? What is it that the politician sees? What are they afraid of? And are the law-abiding people doing anything wrong?
Well, yeah, let me just put some things in some context first. First of all, Whitner, the governor of Michigan, you know, Trump won that state in 2016, and that was a big shock to a lot of people. One of the reasons why Romney was nominated in 2012 is because his father had been the governor of that state. He grew up in Michigan. Romney promised that he could win that state. That was one of the reasons why he got the nomination. He did not win that state, but Trump did. And so for a Democrat to come in there and run for governor, she made the decision not to run as a political or ideological Democrat. She literally ran as someone who said, I'm non-political. I'm going to fix the roads. She said it was going to fix the roads. And she has turned – and she has sort of turned into this incredible sort of exemplar of the nanny state. And what we're seeing is, you know, it's stuff that I've talked about before where, you know, people on the conservative side, gun owners, are being pushed into a situation where it's almost like the people in control on the left, they're looking for that spark. It's almost like they're praying for that spark so that they can have the clampdown. And I will tell you this. I spoke to a very senior administration official in the Trump administration last night. He lives in Washington, D.C. His family lives outside of Washington, D.C. Okay, we'll just say that. His family was being harassed. There were local leftist type activists or operatives who were on his property harassing his wife, children. His mother was there in the house. He was absolutely going out of his mind. And President Donald Trump was appraised of the situation, and he's watching it very closely. And so you not only do you have these incidents that you see on the news when they're trying to portray gun owners and other people, small business people, farmers, regular Americans who are trying to unshackle themselves so that they can get back to work. They're being portrayed as dangerous, fringy people. These are the this is the backbone of America, and they're being portrayed as fringe. But at the same time, the people on the left are even more insidious. And it is going on all over the country, and I'm sure there are people listening to us right now who know about things happening in their own town where the left is taking very threatening, harassing, and everybody, Mark, is walking right up to the line because there hasn't been that spark yet. And that's kind of what I'm afraid of.
All right, well, you're afraid of that. I'm going to assume that you mean you're afraid of the spark. Justin, I'm going to ask this question of you now, but I'm going to have to take it to the break, sir, because we're getting ready to take a break. First off, I want to get your commentary on what you heard from Neil, but I want to stretch it just a little bit. And I want to stay with, because Michigan was in the news, has been a lot. You've got a combination of a lot of things unfolding in Michigan. You get one kook or two kooks that show up, you know, and the media will focus on one photograph and display that as the optic of the whole thing to try to paint, you know, 10,000 people as a bunch of idiots, when what you've got is a bunch of people who are petrified up there, the vast majority of them law-abiding citizens. That's not to say that there weren't kooks, you know, a few kooks and idiots in the crowd. There always are. There always will be. no matter what. But when we come back, I want to get your comments on what you heard Neil say relative to that spark and walking right up to the line. And then I want to ask you, I'll follow that up with a second question that will ask you to go just a little bit deeper into that protest. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with Justin Moon. He is the CEO of Carr Arms, and I'm also talking with Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown, except if you really listen to him, he's not from Parts Unknown. He's from Massachusetts. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. It's going to be a great hour.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that great rejoin. I know you're right there with them and the Sport Fish crew. I know that because I've talked to you about it. And I appreciate very much the rejoiners that you and Dr. Gorka provide for us, especially with that great Greta Van Fleet music underneath it. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I want to point something out real quick about Crossbreed, just to let you know. Next week, I'm going to tease a big giveaway. Crossbreedholsters.com. I'm going to tease a big, big giveaway next week at Crossbreed Holsters. Right now, I want to let you know that they've got a massive sale going on. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Also, keep in mind, because they're very busy right now, that the turnaround time is 14 days on shipping. However, I have it on good authority that they're catching up. So they appreciate your business very much, and thanks for bearing with the 14 days. Make sure to go over to crossbreedholsters.com and check out the giveaway, the information on that. That'll be coming up any day now. That's just kind of a teaser, some advance notice. Let's go back inside the Armed American Radio, when we're going to call it the Classic Roundtable Hotline. I'm going to go right back to Justin Moon. Justin is the CEO of Car Arms. Justin, welcome back. Neil threw a lot at us on his answer, and I want to get your commentary on that, that people are on edge. There's no question about it. And people are walking right up to that line. Are the protesters in Michigan who are peacefully protesting, walking up to that line, are they inciting what could be a spark? Are the Democrats inciting a spark by keeping people locked down, trying to control things? How do we get out of this mess?
I'd just like to say I support those demonstrators in Michigan 100%. They're exercising their God-given rights to assemble and to express their frustration with a tyrannical government. I just want to remind the audience and today that basically one of our founding fathers, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson, he said, when the government fears the people live in freedom. When the people fear the government, then the people live in tyranny. And that's really the situation which we are in today. But the great tragedy of today's situation is that the mainstream media no longer represent the people.
Well,
they
that's
no
a great
longer
point.
Represent the interests of the population. They represent their foreign corporate owners. And so that's the big problem. Now, everything that was done by those people were perfectly in their legitimate rights to do. And really, if the politicians were afraid of those people, then that was a good thing for the American people, because that fear of the people made those politicians back away from the line they were taking. And so we really have to look at the situation from the interests of us as citizens. And we have to be clear in our understanding that what those people did benefited us. And if we retreat from that one bit, I can guarantee the politicians would take more freedom. And they'll take every opportunity they can to completely whittle away and strip us of all of our rights. And that's, if we let them do that, at some point we'll no longer have any capacity to resist the tyranny which they impose on us. So,
wow.
Unfortunately, I believe that America is reaching a point of decision, and I'm looking at the way Americans are acting in response to tyranny. I'm very confident that Americans will do whatever needs to be done, just like our founding fathers decided to do when they took on the largest government in the world, the British Empire. They did what they needed to do to have liberty and to preserve liberty for themselves and for their children.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man. Neil, that Justin's answer is a whole bunch of meat. So I'm going to throw it to you on that note. But there's something else I want to throw in there as well. And that is, if the founding fathers were alive today witnessing this, whose side do you think they would be taking?
Well, they wouldn't be taking the side of the government, that's for sure.
Would they be standing side by side with Christie with Gretchen Whitmer, or would they be standing side by side with the people of her state?
They would be standing with the people, and I mean, what was Lexington and Concord all about? I mean, I believe those guys were armed, and I don't think they were fringe either. I think they were craftsmen, they were small businessmen, they were farmers, and they had just been pushed to the limit. And I hope that Justin's right. I want to believe that Justin's right. And, you know, maybe I've spent too much time in Washington. You know, it's kind of a, it's really the saddest thing about working in Washington, D.C. for me personally is to know that when I put on the uniform and I deployed, I was completely content with the idea that I would not come home because this is what my country needed from me and this is what I signed up to do. And if I was killed overseas serving my country, I was absolutely fine with it. And then I came home. Then I got a job working as a reporter in Washington. I've been at the White House. I've been at Capitol Hill. I've been all over different agencies and whatnot, covering different stories. I'm not sure that today I would be as comfortable with that, with dying for this country, because these people don't treat it like something I was willing to die for. And it really, it hurts. It hurts when you see people because you believe all this stuff you were taught in school, and then you see how they actually behave. And so I'm coming at it from someone whose real experience is is in Washington, though I did cover the State House in Massachusetts. But, you know, Massachusetts is not a democracy. That's a one-party state. I mean, Michigan is obviously a battleground state, and that's where things are happening. And Justin knows just as well, or maybe better than I do, what it's like to do business in Massachusetts. But I hope that Justin's right. And I'm just in a very precarious place about the way the country's going right now. And I think that if Trump is not reelected, we are in a world of hurt.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. And Justin, we can take the whole rest of the hour, even after this break coming up, to continue. I'm going to let you get started with a response to Neil on that. And then I'm going to rudely interrupt you when the music starts. But I want people to get as much of your response as possible. Go ahead.
You know, I think on the question of the founding fathers, instead of me giving my opinion on what I think they would do, we can just look at what they did. I mean, what did the founding fathers do running up to the election? They tarred and feathered the British magistrates. I mean, and that often led to their death. We can also look at what the founding fathers did after they established the Republic of the United States of America. I mean, if you look into our rich history right after the founding of the Republic up through 100 years, I mean, look at the history of lynchings and politicians. I mean, throughout that early colonial period, there are politicians all over the country. When they acted tyrannical, they got lynched by their townspeople. That's what the founding fathers did. That's what early Americans did. And so a lot of politicians in this country were deathly scared of being lynched.
Yeah, let me stop you there. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation. I'm going to throw it right back to Justin. This is the way the roundtable works. Nobody does it better than this. Very compelling conversation this evening on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, and Neil McCabe. A conversation I never thought we'd be having on this roundtable, you know, 6 weeks ago. But we are. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. It is. And you know what's fun? You guys have been setting a record with MyPillow over the last few weeks. It has really been something to see. Let me take this opportunity to briefly go over some of my sponsors that make this program possible, that bring the roundtable together, that bring Carr here and everybody else. Bursa, well, let me thank them very quickly. Lead Slingers, of course. Brad Primo couldn't be here with us today, but you can visit them at leadslingers.com, defendercoffee.com, and donate profits or a portion of the profits to the gun rights organization of your choice. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. I have a cup of it here. It's late to be drinking this stuff, but it's probably going to be a late night. Let me put it that way. DefenderCoffee.com. Crossbreed Holsters. Do I need to tell you about Crossbreed? I've been talking to you about them. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Second Amendment Foundation. GunBroker.com. Patricia Huff was with us in the last hour. We thank her so much for her time. North American Arms. Again, MyPillow. GetSupply.com for the supply products. You can defend the Second Amendment while you shave. And they're tremendous products. In fact, yesterday was Mr. Gottlieb's birthday. I sent him a whole kit for his birthday, and I'm looking forward to him getting it because I know he's going to love it. EmersonKnives.com. Ernie Emerson products are famous in all the wrong places, okay, for a reason. All right, let's get back over to our guests, and we are talking. Let's go right back over to let's go back to Justin Moon. I want to throw it back to Justin. Justin, I want you to continue with your response before we had to get cut off at that break.
Right. I was just saying, let's look, if you want to know what the founding fathers thought, just look at what they did. So we, right. You know, they did the tar and feathering. And, you know, there was a long history of political lynchings in America right after the founding of the Republic. And because of those situations, the political class lived in terror of the population and the citizen. And so they would never dare do anything like you see today. And as a result of that, there was a lot of freedom in America. Am I advocating we do the same thing as they are doing? That's not necessarily, but I'm saying the result which they achieved was the result which I believe almost 100% of Americans want today. They want to be free and freer, and they want the political class off their back. And the biggest question is, can we learn a little bit from the wisdom of our founding fathers?
Yeah, you know, that's the question of the day. And because I believe, Justin, and I think you know this about me, I believe that freedom will always prevail. And certainly nobody's calling for lynching politicians or anything like that. Listen, that's not what we're talking about. We harken back to those days, and what Justin is referring to is that politicians left people alone back. It was a completely different world than what we live in today. But I believe on a much smaller scale that our politicians right now, they get away with so much, Justin, because the media, as you were talking about previously, the media no longer holds them accountable because they're a wing of at least one part of the propaganda machine. And that's an incredibly dangerous place to be. But I do believe freedom will always prevail. Neil, how many times have you and I talked about on this program over the years the fact that the media is doing incredible damage? And I think when you hear what Justin said, politicians are no longer fearful of, you know, a media that will hold them accountable, for example. A good example, Joe Biden, maybe a little bit now, but for the last 4 to 5 weeks, Joe Biden was in no fear of being Brett Kavanaugh because the media was carrying his water for him. They don't live in fear of that. Go ahead.
No, there's a great radio show host and columnist, Derek Hunter, and I used to quote him all the time when Obama was president on this program. And Derek's line was, you know, when the media is on Obama's side like this, you know, there's no risk to lying. Lying has the same risk as saying hello. Right. And you know, we'll talk about another governor, the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan. Larry Hogan has his own, like, sent a plane. He did a private deal for testing material, right? Mm-hmm. When he's on the phone with the White House, they say, "Do you need anything, Larry?" He says, "No." And then a few hours later, he goes on CNN and says, "I can't get any help from the federal government." And this is something he does over and over again. But what he did last week was he told the Washington Post and he told other outlets that I have 500,000 COVID-19 test kits. I have them in an undisclosed location. They are guarded by the Maryland State Police and the Maryland National Guard, so that the federal government cannot take them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? So the federal government, so really, they would fire on the 82nd Airborne, Governor Hogan of Maryland? But, like, he says these things, and there isn't a single, no one's challenged him on it. He just said it. And it's like, what would he really do? What would he really do? Because Attorney General Barr said, if anybody is hoarding these materials, we are going to grab them for the national use and we will distribute them to where they belong. But instead, Maryland is now hoarding these tests for themselves. And if the federal government gets involved, the Maryland State Police and the National Guard, I mean, this is sort of, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just a blip. Or 10 years from now, we look back and we say, hey, remember that time Maryland mm-hmm, made mm-hmm. a stand against the federal government over COVID-19 tests?
You know, let's go down a couple rabbit holes on this. Justin, I want to take your previous comments and Neil's intro in that segment a little bit further. Why should we be afraid? Because the media paints the individuals in Michigan as anytime anybody shows up. They did the same thing in Richmond, Virginia. They paint the words, "come and take it." You know, they give Shannon Watts all the news, "come and take it." She paints it as a death threat, "come and take it." When in reality, the threat is the government threatening to come and take your stuff. That's the threat. Not come and take it. So the question that I'm asking here is, why should we, or why are we in a position or afraid of saying that the right to bear arms? You know what, let me just ask it this way. Justin, can an armed population be controlled by the government?
I think what the government is saying these days is they don't just come take your stuff. They actually come and they kill you. I mean, look at what Swalwell said about if there's an armed insurrection, that he's going to nuke us. Your military is bigger, right, and they have bigger weapons. And look at that poor chap in Maryland after they, you know, passed that red flag law. They came and they shot him. I mean, I think our founding fathers were completely correct in the way they framed the Constitution and in the way they understood political power. Power in government is force. It's the right to kill. And because they understood the nature of government, that it's brute force, they tried to shackle it in the chains of the Constitution, because in Europe, all throughout the continent, there the governments were unhampered. They controlled the media. They controlled everything. They were running rampant with tyranny, killing people, stealing their stuff. I mean, the fathers of this country understood the nature and corruption of man and power. I think what is foolish is our modern conception of government. Our modern conception of government is so disjuncted from reality of government that we delude ourselves into thinking that government is beneficent and that it's there for our needs whenever we need it. No. In the end, if you let government grow, the only thing it will do is it will enslave you.
And well, listen, history has proven that to be the case. Not you, not me, not Neil, not anybody else. It doesn't matter who it is. History has shown us what happens when government grows and metastasizes, and what it does to its people. We've seen that over millennia. Neil, to what Justin said, I would ask another question of you. You and I have talked about this before, I believe, over the years.
Sure.
But it begs to be asked again, particularly in these very bizarre times that we're in. I would submit to you that the reason there isn't armed insurrection in America, particularly when you do have, and look, let's be honest here, you've got mayors taking away people's rights that they don't have the authority to do, moral or lawful. And the fact of the matter is, when we come back, I'll ask you the question about why we don't have armed insurrection in here and see if you agree or disagree. I'll be back with Neil and Justin right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Monster Cast on the Lead Slingers microphone. It's great to be here with you. The final segment is here upon us already. No doubt the fastest hour in radio, the roundtable, it always has been. And I want to apologize. I was so into the conversation that I wasn't even paying attention to the break and got cut off simply because it was such a compelling conversation. Here's where I'm going to go back to Neil McCabe, and then we'll throw it back to Justin for some further commentary. Neil, welcome back in, my friend. I would suggest to you, and I believe I have over the years, that the reason America has remained free and has not had another armed insurrection is because we have a Second Amendment that protects our right to bear arms. We're witnessing Canada right now. You've got Justin Trudeau up there who just with the stroke of his tongue wiped out 1,500 firearms that I guess he doesn't like anymore because of what a madman did with guns that he had illegally anyway that wouldn't have stopped him if Justin Trudeau did what he did 6 months ago, but stopped law-abiding Canadian citizens. They do not have a right to bear arms in a constitution like we do. Of course, they have a right to bear arms. They have the human right to bear arms because that comes from God. Our founders recognize that. The Canadians did not. Therefore, he can do what he does. But would you agree with me or disagree that the reason this country remains free and doesn't fight itself is because we do have the right to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government, which is what our Constitution says? That doesn't make me a nutcase. That's what our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence say. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right in a very practical and constitutionally solid way. That's, you know, it's like that's what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights says. So either the Bill of Rights says it or it doesn't. And the idea that you could just wave it off with the stroke of a pen, you know, it seemed absurd, but now things don't seem so absurd. Now, I would also say that the other thing, of course, that holds us together is the founding consensus, where we all sort of agree to a certain values and processes and protocols.
And laws.
Right. And that's, you know, the left is willing to sort of break those, you know, basically they've decided this is their moment to break that founding consensus and to make that final, like, smash and grab, I guess. I don't know. It's funny, though. I mean, it's funny, strange, or funny, interesting that, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has exposed people's true natures in a way that no one expected a year ago.
Boy, are you right about that? Are you talking specifically politicians? Let me throw that over to Justin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Justin, you know, I agree 100% with what Neil said, so I'm going to ask you a twofold question. Do you agree with what he said relative to, you know, the exposing their true identities and their true intentions? I'm sure you do. But then to take it one step further, because of that, are you fearful now because of what you see?
Oh, I'm very afraid by what I see today. But, you know, going back to the earlier question, which we were addressing about whether or not we've seen an armed insurrection in America, I believe we actually have seen it. Like, was that at the town in Tennessee, which the vets got together and stormed their police headquarters and counted the vote, and they found out that the guys in government were cheating?
The ballot box.
And they got justice by doing that. And then you had a situation out there in Nevada just a couple of years ago with the Bundys. There was an armed confrontation between the BLM and Patriot Americans who showed up with weapons, and the BLM had to back down. And, of course, there's another example of an armed confrontation. The Waco was another example. And that didn't end well for the people in Waco. And I mean, the government really vilified those people, but I think a lot of investigators have gone back and investigated the claims the government made about those people and about that whole situation, and found out that those people were just regular Americans, and that those charges of child abuse, you know, crazy sexual practices, they just weren't true.
Yeah.
So.
You're fearful. I mean, you know, everything that you're talking about is, you know, it's historical fact. They happened. I wish we had time to go into it. We don't have enough time to cover 2 minutes.
But what little liberty we have left today is primarily because of the armed gun owners and their refusal to surrender their arms. And I think, you know, the armed gun owners, not stupid. We understand how powerful the state is and how many arms they have and how many dictatorial governors and, you know, crazy people they are in government. Because, you know, the government likes to say that civilians are crazy and irresponsible, but they're the same human beings that we are. They're just as crazy and irresponsible as any criminal on the street.
So, and, you know, interestingly, the government that you're talking about are all protected by arms. So,
exactly.
I mean, let's not lose that fact. Neil, quickly, you know, we hear from people who want to take away our right to bear arms, and it's one of the great hypocrisies that we talk about on Armed American Radio all the time. We've been doing it for over, you know, a decade now in our 12th year. And that is the hypocrisy of those in power who want to take our right to bear arms from us. We know that's what they want to do. It's unquestioned. Now, we know it. They've said it. Hell yes, we're going to. And Biden wants to do it. He wants to make the guy that said that his gun control czar. We know that to be the case. But they're all surrounded by guns. That's one of the great hypocrisies we live with, right?
Oh, try to get close to Biden. Go ahead.
Of course.
Try to get close to Bloomberg. Try to get close to George Clooney. It's like they're all armed, but you see, it's when you have a ruling class mentality – it's like two sets of rules. It's, the FBI can do some things to some people, and it can never do those things to other people. And, you know, that's sort of the problem that we're running into. It's if we are supposed to be a nation of laws, you can't be a nation of two sets of laws, two sets of rules in the same piece of land, right? Mm-hmm. From, you know, the Atlantic on one side and the Pacific in the other. In between, there's supposed to be one set of rules. And if there ain't, that's got to be resolved. And it's going to be resolved. And I think that, you know, President Trump being president, there's a lot of people who might take things a little bit more seriously. But because he's there, they're going to try to work within the system.
Within the system for?
Well, to protect our gun rights, to resolve these issues, to.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking. Okay. I follow you. I got you there. Justin, let me move over to you and we'll probably wrap up this hour with you on this now. But I believe, we're wrapping up the hour now. Real quick, I'll just ask you for a yes or no. I believe freedom will always prevail. Do you believe that?
I'm going to take the sitting down.
Say that again?
I believe in the American people. The American people will not take the sitting down.
There you go. Thank you very much. I'll leave it at that. And I know, Neil, you feel the same way. And freedom, you know, fighting for freedom, maintaining freedom is an uphill battle. It comes at, oh my gosh, we're watching it now, unprecedented times. And we never thought we'd see 6 weeks ago in our lifetimes provocative conversations, but we're not going to shy away from them here on Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum microphone tomorrow in the GunBroker.com studios. Don't miss it. We're going to continue to fill your prescription for freedom. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!